It sounded like, do you remember Family Matters and Steve Urkel when he would like go into that machine or something and he would turn into like a suave version of himself? It sounded like a sound effect, like I was trying to be like some more deep voiced suave version of me.
It sounded like a ghost. Like the more certain words you were saying, it was like that like weird reverberation. And then I didn't hear it in my voice until you said it. Then I was like, oh, it's happening to me too. And then I realized and I was like, ew, this is creepy. Like, the longer I listened to us talking like that, the scarier. I couldn't even do it anymore because I was scaring myself. But whatever, that fix that you found, it worked like right away. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, when you texted me about it, you're like, oh, you sound a little bit deeper. I was like, oh, I was probably just tired. And that's like my gravelly, you know, nighttime voice. No. It was much more extreme.
Oh my god. It was just funny because it was like around Halloween and then it was like a spooky sound. So whoever got to listen to the original probably thought we did it on purpose. That wasn't on purpose. That was incompetence.
Yeah, we got chipmunks coming for you next week.
What's up, witches?
What's up, warlocks?
Welcome back to Chaos Theory. We have an official trailer for part 4. Chris hasn't seen it, and we're going to recap it for you.
I'm excited. If Thursday was getting you down, Chaos fixed that for us. We've got a trailer.
That's right. I wasn't expecting it. Had no idea it was coming. We knew we were getting a real one. You know, a longer version, as we normally do.
At some point,
yeah. So, Chris, you're going to watch it for the first time. Cue it up.
I'm excited. I'm ready for some substance. I want to know some like some story plot devices. Like,
oh yeah,
what's really going on this season? The teaser's always great to give us like these really cool like quick shots or clips that look intriguing, but we have no idea what that is. So like, ready for some context. We got the house. Whose birthday?
Sabrina. Whose birthday? Finally.
Oh, everybody's there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going on. Oh, I'd eat anything Hilda bakes.
Right?
Her birthday cakes are probably delicious. Who's this? This is good music.
Yeah.
We got music.
I know, and it sounds like part 2. I love it.
Mambo Marie.
Yeah.
I saw some tentacles. Oh my god, we got space.
Right?
Miranda looks great this season, by the way. I could go to hell and visit Sabrina Morningstar. Darkness is going to consume. Uh-oh. We have double Sabrinas. A threat to one of us is a threat to us both. I can't do it alone. What'd you have in mind? That's too much Sabrina for me.
It's too much. Enough Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah. Oh, the band's back together.
Yeah, literally.
Sabrina Spellman, War Endgame. Oh, Prue's a warrior again. So we're getting a lot of double Sabrina this season.
It's almost like she should have stayed one person.
All right. This has me very hype.
Mm-hmm.
December
Good.
31st, everyone. Okay, that was a lot. Initial thoughts, we've been talking about cosmic horror and like thematically what we'll be getting, or the kind of style or genre of horror we have, and we're seeing that. I saw tentacles, mm-hmm. very like Cthulhu, which is something we'll get into, and eventually we talk about the terrors and eldritch horrors, whatever they are. A lot of like cosmic spacey things, which is part of that whole bit too. That's pretty cool to me.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see, like, space stuff. I don't know. I just wasn't there mentally, but I guess I'll learn more about that when we research for our next episode.
Yeah, cosmic horror.
I just feel like you're missing something. I just feel like you know, and I know, that there's something that happened that you're not talking about.
What did I miss?
Nicholas saying that they're Endgame? Hello?
You know that shit I just filter out.
No, that's like the only thing that I happen to remember. So I need you to be a little more hyped.
I think my brain is kind of coded where it like hears that sound and the words voice? Just get blocked out. Yeah.
You're the worst.
Very little Caliban. I wonder if they're kind of walking that back or editing him out just so that's not an Endgame.
They're literally getting married. Watch it again. He's not going anywhere, sadly, at least for one of the Sabrinas. Don't you think it was like really scary? Like actually scary? For me, it was.
I feel like we've gotten to sort of actual scary territory before. At least with just the visuals.
That's what they're going for, so it's working. But yeah, there's some parts, and we'll get into it because I'm going to break it down like officially, but some of those parts where you just see like a glimpse of like a scary face or something like that, I'm just like, oh shit, like I don't like that. That reminded me of, was it in A Midwinter's Tale when Ambrose turns around and sees that ghost, that like white weird figure behind him? It was that kind of stuff, and that freaked me out when I saw that. So I'm like, great, get ready, there's a bunch. Every terror is going to be like a new weird scary person. But
you might not be able to finish this season.
I know. No, if I can stomach a girl with her throat cut open, I think I can. I think I forget how bad it was at the beginning. But part one, that little girl, that was scary.
The show's had its moments.
Yeah.
It balances it all well.
Yeah. I give it like a pass because it's not often that stuff is like real, real creepy because it's just like short little snippets. But like Batty Bat, the first time I saw her face, I was scared. I got used to it because, you know, when we do this show, I have to see it and play it a million times. But the first time I was like, I don't ever want to see that again. It's disgusting. Anyway.
So what else do I take away from it? Like I was saying, all throughout, a lot of double Sabrina. Mm-hmm. I think we were kind of talking about last time that it felt like maybe it was something they would kind of wrap up early on, similar to what they did with other plot threads going from part to part or season to season. They might have doubled down on that too. No pun intended. I don't know. Again, like it gets really messy when you get into that territory. And if they draw that out across a lot of the story for part four, I'm just worried. I don't know how they do it. Will I understand it? We'll see. But it could get wrapped up into, again, maybe we'll talk about this when we do more research about cosmic horror. I don't know if like playing with time.
Yeah.
Time paradoxes and stuff, if that's an element of it, but I could see with just kind of spacey things like that, it could get wrapped up in it. So maybe it'll work.
Again, the last thing that happened was like the clock falling off the wall. Like it has to.
Yeah. It could be cool. I don't want to just dump on it. It's always heavy lifting when you mess with like splitting timelines and stuff.
If we weren't doing this podcast, yeah, okay, I'll let some stuff slide. But when I have to sit here and be like, wait, is this going to happen? Because X, Y, and Z can't happen because this, you know, like, it doesn't make sense when you think about it. So we're going to have our work cut out for us this season.
Yeah. You know, there's obviously been more time since the news of the show being canceled. So obviously with this, it's a big marketing effort to make it, like, feel as if it's an ending, you know?
Right.
Don't you get that feeling? Like, this is going to be a series finale. They're trying to, like, turn it into one with this trailer, using words like Endgame and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
I think you could be right. I'm just thinking about it. I'm mulling on it. They didn't know this cancellation was going to happen, and what the script was. Oh, I don't know. But they felt like even if it wasn't getting canceled, they might have worked. Getting close to the end of the show, that's the most logical step of where to leave it, right? Was to have her with Nick. I think it would take time to like start to sow the seeds of Harvey and Roz no longer being together. Or if you were to do it too quickly, it would feel like a betrayal of those characters who were supposed to both like.
Right. And they took the time to build them up together and everyone's fine. So they were going to, like you said, it would take time to undo it. The only thing is, I of course want Nick to be endgame, but this whole season is about false realities, so I'm sure that that's not real. Like, at least him saying that, whether they are together or not, him saying that has to be an alternate universe. I know the fandom couldn't care less about the plot of the show. Is who is Sabrina dating at the end of the day? They're not going to give that away in the trailer. So I have just accepted that until December 31st, I will live in this world where Sabrina is endgame and everything is happy. And then come part four, I'll face my reality.
Let's go back to the play-by-play. I took us out of order.
See, you said you didn't care, but I know you did. So it starts off, the whole gang is back together. And I mean the whole gang, including everyone we bitched about not being in the teaser last time. We're seeing Blackwood, Lilith, Zaddy. So we start off, everyone's singing happy birthday to Sabrina. And I was like, I thought 2020 was slow, but this girl has been 16 for 2 years. So we're getting flashbacks mixed in with a young Sabrina. It reminded me of the comic. Obviously, it has to do with time and whatever, but maybe it was a little nod to the comic.
Possibly. We haven't had like a flavor of that in a while. So
I know.
I like that if it's a reference.
Thanks, Roberto. If you'll remember, she broke time, so something is off. So when she goes to blow out the cake, it's burnt and gone and whatever. I'm thinking it's all a facade. You know what I wasn't expecting to see at the table? Agatha? She's either her trance is broken or this is like, you know, one of those alternate realities, because anytime I see Nick, I'm just going to assume it's not actually happening. How about that?
It seems a little bit too happy. Literally everybody's there. So yeah. I could see that being a dream sequence.
Ambrose is sitting one person away from Prue, which they're like in a huge fight and she hates him. So I don't know. Again, I'll be happy to watch it, but I'll just know that it's not real. So as the trailer actually starts, Ambrose is schooling the kids on the Eldritch Terrors, and we see drawings of them, which I think are Harvey's from the House of Horrors episode.
Yeah, it would make sense because it's the only time that they've used this type of horror was his little segment of that episode.
Which I thought was interesting because you just said that. Good call. I mean,
yeah, I'm already making predictions.
We could be wrong.
I do better than last, the last part.
We're always so wrong. You know, we're always so right and so wrong at the same time. So I'll take it. 50-50. And Nick and Sabrina are making out in the library, a personal fave. Someone with crusty hands is playing chess or maybe voodoo. Judas and Judith are actually going to have a role. You see them bowing at the altar or maybe to Blackwood. We actually see some terrors. There's the creature in the bathroom, that octopus-like creature mentioned last time. Like you said, we're getting galaxy vibes and an angel, possibly. Is it Luke? You know, maybe he gets to play his other half, or it's an actual angel. Who knows? In hell, Sabrina's definitely marrying Caliban.
Should we talk about it?
What do you want to say? Because I'm ready to move on. Just kidding. I was very happy to see Luke. So he's walking his daughter down the aisle. So that was kind of cute. I guess everyone's getting along on that front. That would be interesting if, like, everyone's getting along in hell and then it's, like, Earth Sabrina that, like, needs to break that up.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to read into it too much because story-wise, it makes sense that that wedding's probably happening early on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In part four, because that's where we're at. I don't think that they would save the big wedding that would potentially be happening at the end that ends up being endgame. You know, they wouldn't show that right in the trailer, kind of like you mentioned. That's all.
Like you mentioned, we see some double Sabrina cooperation. And at one point, it kind of looks like their hands are fused together. Maybe she like fixes the time warp and they become one again. But then later, she's one of them's dying. So I don't know. And then one of the things that I mentioned freaked me out was right here. So we see the Fright Club in the mortuary for a quick second. And they're like looking at these bodies that everyone on the table, like their eyes are bloodied out. It flashes to like this like Sumara almost character with like dark hair and it's red and then she has like white eyes. Where your left eye would be, there was like a bloody circle leading me to believe like their eye was gouged out or something under that sheet. I don't know if that's significant, but it was like two different people.
Yeah, I'm looking at the shot right now.
Maybe it was messing with Roz. Because, you know, she had the eye thing. And then we see Blackwood say with the Eldritch Terrors that he'll have the ability to warp reality. So that's where my theory comes in, that Nick's not really there and I hate everything. But you'll see throughout the trailer that he's holding this, like, gold demon-looking figure with a belly, which later explodes. So hopefully that will be the end of his powers, but probably not.
Blackwood's looking very SS. Nazi-esque, Hugo Boss, should we say?
I literally wrote that later. Like, every outfit he's in, I'm like, okay, Hitler, like, what are you doing? There's a part even later that Sabrina is in a jacket, military style, that even could be from that time period. I'm like, do they really, like, go back in time? Or is he just, like, a ruler? Like,
if you weren't sure if he was going to be really evil or not.
Right.
There it is. And I'm looking at the shot right now, and he's like walking to a room with some like underlings that are similarly dressed, and there's like a photo of him, like a portrait of him,
right,
looking very
it,
important,
yeah.
and very much like, yeah, from a different time. He's moved up from Birkenstock.
Wow, what a difference. Behind him there were posters that said like worship and repent, and they had the letters A and V on the one side and T and X on the other side. So I'd be curious to know if anyone knows if that's like Latin for something, or I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He's in his like green Hitler jacket.
Okay, so this is a different shot.
Yeah, it's way later, because that's when I was like, you look like Hitler real hard right now. Like, it's slapping you in the face.
Yeah, they're not being subtle about it.
No, which is fine. I mean, they're not usually subtle, so it's fine. Even the graphics and everything behind him, like, that is just... I need to know what that poster means.
Interesting. So it's got like three figures inside of a triangle. One of them's wearing a sort of pilgrimy kind of hat. It looks like, I don't know if it's like a male figure in the center and then two women on each side. The three figures seems interesting because I don't know that we have a sort of trinity.
Did you notice he's wearing a wedding ring still? And I'm sure it's not because he's married to Zelda. So I don't know. Maybe there's a whole other plot with him and his sister wives.
I'm intrigued.
See, so much for not thinking that Blackwood even had like a big role. Remember, just in the teaser, we're like, well, we thought he was important, but maybe not. And like, here he is, becoming the whole dictator. Okay, now I have to go back. Then we get two Brinas in creepy black contacts. I love those. I love when people wear those contacts. Like, it's so cool. I wish I could walk around looking like that. Although, it's bad for your eyes.
It's very black-eyed kids. Do you know that legend?
No, what's that?
Oh, you'll just have to look it up. It's like a creepy urban legend. Like, apparently people have actually encountered kids in the middle of the night, like really pale looking, and they have like hoods up because they don't want to really show their face. But eventually they'll try to ask you to like come into your house, and it seems very off. And then suddenly you start to see that, like, their eyes are just totally black. Those are black-eyed kids. BEKs. Look out for them. Don't open the door.
Okay, that creeped me out just hearing that. Well, what about Quentin? I guess we're never going to see him again.
I'm still surprised we've never seen him again. To me, I just felt like he was going to kind of be the mascot of the school. Just, like, one of those people, like, a Moaning Myrtle type figure that you would just see from time to time.
And he would ask you if you wanted some more porridge once in a while.
Yeah, like if you snapped your fingers, he would like show up to answer a question.
Oh, and then we get a Theo Robin makeout sesh right in the middle of band practice.
What's the name of their band again?
Fright Club.
Fright Club, that's it. I'm excited to see it again. I don't
remember.
We probably
shouldn't be the ones with this podcast. We can't even remember.
Are we experts or something?
There was a concert in hell. The Fright Club was like actually performing real time somewhere. Seems like it was in hell. Everything was red. Do you think maybe they're the wedding performers?
That would be kind of cool, actually. Maybe that's
that
it.
That would be fun.
I mean, we've already established there's like kind of very little consequences to them
being in hell. Casually.
Like going to hell. It's sort of NBD.
Yeah. If we figure out that there's another Sabrina in hell very early on, that could be.
In my sense, like talking more about the two Sabrinas, is I get the sense that other Sabrina is sort of cooperative. Like, there's not going to be that much conflict.
It seems like they want to help each other. Yeah.
Right.
Well, because there is a line, I don't know when, we might not have gotten to it yet, but it's, if one of us is in danger or something, then we're both in danger, whatever the way she said that. So, yeah, but obviously one of them is probably going to die, so.
Yeah, you know. For sure.
It's not like she hasn't seen herself die before, but.
I was just curious, you know, like Sabrina squared sticks around. Obviously, one's a little bit more ambitious than the other when it comes to, like, holding a throne. I just wondered if there would be, you know, some backstabbing at some point.
What if Nick falls in love with the other Sabrina? Oh my god, is that like cheating?
Because well, you could satisfy all options then, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, but then one Sabrina would be upset, you know, because she's not experiencing the good, but the other one is. So I wonder if they're gonna be like anything to do with that. Ooh, I'm ready. Okay. There was just like a second of Zaddy looking fine as hell. I decided to write that down on my notes. He's beautiful. Lilith looking like she ate something, leaving black behind. Is it the squid?
Like she went to one of those trendy like squid ink ice cream parlors where it's like jet black.
I mean, but also she could have like eaten the baby, a demon's heart.
Charcoal toothpaste.
Yeah, it's really trendy right now.
Yep.
And then we get a nice comedic relief line of Sabrina saying, I know what you're going to say, that somehow I'm responsible for what's happening. Yep. Yes. At least she knows always herself are. At this point. We had a lot of growth in the last year. For us, it was 2 years, but
who doesn't like a little bit of self-awareness?
That's right. That's all we're asking for. That's you don't necessarily have to change, but just know you're being dumb sometimes, okay? Here's my time. Nick, end game. He's still rocking that Letterman, so I know it's not real. I'm telling you, anytime he's in that jacket, I think it's fake. Alternate universe situation. But then he's not wearing anything. He's wearing his bare back, and then Brina's finally about to get hers. She's got the red nails going on. So sexy time is about to go down. Okay, so then we have Blackwood looking like Hitler. We already talked about it. And then we have like half a second of Lilith looking like she's going through it. Like, I don't know if that's her giving birth. Oh, count me out on parenthood. Like, I thought maybe she was dying and then I thought, oh yeah, she's supposed to be pregnant. If she might be giving birth. And they're like all around the table and she looks like she is dying.
It's gotta be it because Zelda's a midwife, right?
Yeah, I wonder like what role that baby will play too, because that's gotta cause some tension. Maybe that's why the other Sabrina so easily wants to help out Earth Sabrina, because she's like, fuck, this guy took my throne. I might as well do something on Earth. It seems like Zaddy is like, they're all getting along. They're very supportive. Even though, obviously, if there's a male heir to the throne, you know, she'll be old news. But it didn't seem like that in the trailer, so I don't know.
It just seems like Lucifer's role in all this is just kind of dubious. I don't know. I don't know what kind of character we're going to get from him, what sort of role he plays. Like, I don't feel like I have any particular vibe from this trailer.
Right, and I thought there for sure would be conflict, but it seems okay. I mean, but there is now that half of her that's just doing whatever he wants her to do because she wants that too. So I guess maybe that was the conflict, but okay. And then we do see the void. Ambrose says terrors culminate with the arrival of the void, and that's what it ends on. It looks like everyone's like sitting there ready to go in. When I hear the word void, I just think of Janet. I hope they have some good Janets in this void. And I was thinking, maybe we'll get a Darcy Carden cameo because she was in Let It Snow last year with Kiki. So they're friends and it can happen.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a Heaven episode and it was like a Good Place crossover?
That would be fantastic. Oh my God, let's make it happen. Call Mike Shore. Let's see if we can get the rights.
NBC, you're listening?
Yeah, can you pick up the show? Good. Can it go on Peacock?
We got
Peacock?
Something for Peacock, yeah.
yeah, and that's where it ends. So what do we think?
It looks like we have a lot of story. There could be lots of things that are just left open. Like I'm looking at, you know, a baby that Lilith potentially has. Yep. I don't see that getting neatly wrapped up in part four.
No swaddling.
Those
going
are
on
some
there.
Of the elements that could just kind of be left hanging. I think Sabrina Squared, that plot thread's going to get wrapped up. We didn't talk about Prue very much. Like, she's back to Warrior Prue that we had a little taste of before. I wonder if she's globetrotting. It's hard to tell, like, where she's all at.
No, I feel like she'll still... if Blackwood is globetrotting, then then she will be. I feel like she's just going to follow him and try to kill him.
Yeah,
try to kill him,
like, that's her storyline. Yeah, we could get some closure with Blackwood. If he's gone full Hitler, I mean... It feels like rock
bottom. Do we think
he's
going to die?
So that could be the end of that story.
I mean, I guess it depends on the terrors, but I'm sure at one point he's going to have to fuse with a terror to keep his power, and then he'll die. That's my theory.
So I could see that being a central conflict, and because he's so connected to, like, the terrors, and
it's like Voldemort.
A lot of, I think, very much like Blackwood as a central antagonist. It's just hard to tell, like, where Lucifer's at. I don't know. I feel like we just haven't got a lot of him, period. He just kind of, like, goes away for a little bit.
He comes back when we need something good to look at. I'm not mad at it. I'm really not.
We could use more of him. I think, I hope there is more of him. It's just hard to
say. I'm sure there
is.
Say.
It's just, I mean, you can only put so much in a trailer.
We didn't get anything about Hecate. I want to know what Mambo's, like, role is. Outside of just being another force, you know, I want to know, like, they brought in this whole other practice, so I want to see how it really plays in, you know? Like, maybe that's why the angel was there. I feel like there's a lot we could explore with her character that we didn't see in this trailer, at least. We got Serby back. That was exciting. I don't know what his role will be, but... And I'm curious to see Theo's powers, like we said. If it's Theo's powers and not just something happening to him, like, his eyes were yellow in the teaser trailer, so... I don't know if that's his power or something happening to him, but...
If we saw a little bit of, like, Dorothea...
I think Dorothea's gone.
Yeah?
All that from part one. I mean, the miners are back, so that ties in part one. I think they're maybe possessed or voodoo or something.
I guess I've always just thought of her also being connected to, like, Theo's kind of magical journey. If he does get kind of more into the fold or has... his own ability.
I want to see also if Roz's power evolves or...
Well, we kind of see it in the morgue. She has her hands over one of the bodies covered in the sheet. Again, we don't know if that's, like, actually a real scene, but it looks like she's trying to get some sort of, like, premonition by...
I think her power is, for lack of a better word, very powerful. Like, I think if they could use it right between her, Robin... He has powers that hopefully they can use. So all these people around them with powers outside of just the witches, obviously we hope they're a force for these terrors and they can actually beat them and overcome whatever is happening. So there's a fighting chance. There's a lot of powers floating around. We just got to see how we can put them to use.
You know, we'll dig into our research, but, you know, I want to know more about what types of powers we're up against. Like, I feel like it's a totally new type of... entity that they're going to be up against, and, like, how do you combat that? They're like these mystical
terrors.
terrors that are, like, massive, not just like a person with magical powers that's kind of up to no good. I'm curious to see how they battle it.
Well, we will definitely be putting that episode out probably next weekend.
So we're just going to cover sort of the whole genre of cosmic horror, how that relates to the Eldritch Terrors. That'll be making up a big part of this season. We'll get into the sort of origins of that genre. As we mentioned, a whole lot of it is tied to a guy called H.P. Lovecraft, a massive racist and writers. We'll be talking all about that.
We're gonna expose his shit.
But it's, you know, in a lot of ways, I've definitely been a little bit exposed to this sort of genre, but it's definitely one I could know more about, and I feel like it's one a lot of people aren't very exposed to. So it'll be a cool opportunity to just kind of, like, dive into that.
Yeah, we'll just explore it so that we can all kind of theorize before the season comes out and see if we can make sense of this time warp and, whatever Sabrina got herself into this time.
Because we know we can really confuse ourselves with all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's it for this episode. I would suggest that you subscribe because the new season is coming out and we'll be putting out episodes weekly. And you don't want to miss the next one. Also, if you could rate and review the show, that would be awesome.
Please do.
To stay up to date on new episode releases and general chaos-related shit, you can join our coven. Follow us on Instagram at Chaos Theory Podcast, Twitter at Chaos Theory Pod, or Facebook at Chaos Theory Podcast, or hit us up on our Gmail at chaostheorypod@gmail.com. Just remember, when searching chaos, there is no H in chaos, just like there's no flying in my life without you, Sabrina Spellman. Or just like what, Chris?
Just like there's no chance the show ends, Nabrina Endgame.
Hey! With that being said, we're done. Bye.
Bye.